New York City Board of Elections is defending its performance in the June primaries, although dozens of election districts reported no results, and it took 2 weeks to finally confirm the re-election of Congressman Charles Rangel in the city's highest-profile race. At a five-hour hearing yesterday, city council members took turns criticizing the board's management. When a top election official opened the hearing by saying the board performed well on primary day, Council Speaker Christine Quinn was ready to pounce.
You think you did well, except for the election night results, which by your own testimony just now, you have never done well. So the comfort to us is that you did well, except for the results, which are a big deal in an election, but we should feel better because you've never done those well?
At an election board meeting last month, commissioners voted to change the procedures for closing the polls on primary and election nights. But Councilwoman Jessica Lappin told board commissioner J.C. Polanco, even the new method sounds complicated and confusing.
Don't want to hear any more excuses.
Councilwoman.
No more excuses.
Okay.
The law is the law.
Councilwoman.
You are responsible with carrying out your duties.
Okay.
My vote is sacred. I want it to count.
Okay.
Several questions focused on who has what responsibilities under election law. Councilmember Idanis Rodriguez asked why the NYPD is involved in entering data and reporting results on election night. Commissioner Polanco said the law requires it.
It is very important, Councilman Rodriguez, that you take the opportunity to read the election law, and you will clearly see that New York City is responsible for providing the tallies to the police, which the police in turn will provide it to the Associated Press. The reason for that, Councilman, is to protect the integrity of the election.
But a top state official says the city is the only place in New York where police officers play a role in reporting results. Senator Adriano Espaillat, who lost a congressional challenge to Rangel by a little more than 1,000 votes, had sued the election board over voting irregularities but withdrew the lawsuit. Espaillat told the city council he plans to propose a new state law to remove political party leaders from the process of choosing election board commissioners. Espaillat says there's a reason baseball pitchers don't get to choose the umpire behind the plate.
For all we know, the umpire may call the balls and strikes fairly, but we don't want to allow the pitchers to pick the home plate umpire because the integrity of the game would be shattered. If we don't want our national pastime to become a joke, what about our democracy?
The board reported that slightly more than 200,000 people voted in the primary election. More than 2 million are expected to turn out for the presidential election in November. On the same day as that contentious hearing, a federal judge said the City Board of Elections violated the Americans with Disabilities Law because polling places often have impassable ramps and other barriers that make it difficult for handicapped people to reach voting machines. Judge Deborah Batts ruled yesterday in favor of two groups, United Spinal Association and Disabled in Action, that sued the city 2 years ago. The judge said the plaintiffs proved their case by showing handicapped access doors that were locked or steps that made it difficult for people in wheelchairs to reach polling stations. The court will decide a remedy later. A lawyer for the city says it disagreed with the ruling but did not specify whether it would appeal.